Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 60.
I want to thank you for joining me on Table Talk, and if you would, please alert a neighbor or a friend, somebody you know, maybe a stranger. Say, hey, you got to watch this guy, you got to listen to this guy. He speaks right from the Word of God, shoots pretty straight, and tell him where to find me. That'd be a great thing to do. And so in advance, I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to share with you once again from the Word of God about peace. Peace. And the world needs peace. You know, it's amazing how there are peace prizes, Nobel Peace Prize. And you got to wonder, with so many gifts handed out, the Nobel Peace Prize, where's the peace? We handed out a whole lot of medals, a whole lot of accolades. We have conferences on peace. We have concerts on peace. We have peace marches. We have all kind of things around the world revolving around that world called peace. And I would say maybe bad people back off just for a little bit, but something happens, something triggers them, and boom, there they go again in the wrong direction. I said it in one of our earlier programs, but you cannot change the mind of man until you change his heart. You change his heart, you can change his mind. And the problem is, people don't want to have their heart changed because they're determined to do what they're doing. And it does not involve God. That is one of the biggest errors and mistakes you'll ever make in your life. You need God in the middle of everything that you do. Psalm 119 is where I'd like to begin today. 119, verse 165. There's a lot of verses in that psalm if you didn't know that already. But Psalm 119, verse 165, it says, great peace they have which love the law, and nothing shall offend them. Welcome to the world of great offense. I'm offended. You know, I had people in church, not once, but many times, and not the same person, but many other persons. They get offended so easily. For example, I said, you know what? Nobody made decaf coffee in our fellowship hall today. Didn't they know that I'm drinking only decaf coffee? Why are they after me? Is there a conspiracy after me where I didn't have decaf coffee and all they have is just hot water and regular coffee? How could they damage me in trying to make sure that I get ill or sick or who knows what because I don't have decaf coffee? Ooh, people go to that degree? Oh, yeah, and then some. And then people get highly offended if you do something in the parking lot, like maybe accidentally cut them off. Hey, wait a minute, it was my turn to leave. They took their turn instead of me. And then all of a sudden, you just came from a house of God, everybody praising and worshiping and raising their hands and having a great time in the Lord. And then lose it, just before you even get out of the parking lot, because your nose is out of joint. And so the Bible says they don't get offended. Why? Because they have great peace. Who? Those that love the law. What law? The Bible tells us that Jesus was the fulfillment of the law. He was a sacrifice slain before the foundations of the world. And so all the truth of the law of thousands of years was wrapped up in the person of Jesus. So you have Jesus, you have it all. And so great peace are those that love the law. Nothing shall offend them. Oh, when people talk about the way you smile or don't smile, shake hands or don't shake hands, give a compliment or not, abruptly turn away and talk to somebody else but not to you. Oh, highly offended. Or because of your opinion, or what you have to say, and you're offended because they took an opposite position. And it's amazing what we are offended at. And so, you know what? There should be churches that are called the First Church of the Offended. And everybody in that church is offended at something. And so you got to get over that. Just get over yourself. Get over your self-importance. And know that there's one thing that is important. That is the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God filled with? Stuff. Stuff that you brought here from earth. I mean, your favorite ball team? No, I mean, it happens just people. But who offends people? People offend people. And so you got to get over that and say, yo, Lord, I'm sorry. I mean, I have issues. I have problems. I mean, I know they got problems. That's why I'm mad. But I'm offended. I don't want to be offended. I want to walk in peace. And you can walk in peace when you walk in the Spirit. The Bible tells us you walk in the Spirit, but not walking in the flesh. You walk in the flesh, you will be offended and angry and sinful, not God-minded. So every single day you have to be determined that I today will not be offended. I will walk in faith and not fear. I will walk with the peace of God today. And make that declaration over your life and just do it once a day? No. As many times as you need it. Maybe you need to do it about 100 times. I don't know. But you just need to make sure that you go the right direction. And that way people will say, wow, they'll label you, he's got peace. Something happened to him. He knows that he's in the arms of Jesus and he is not offended at anything. He has the peace of God on him because it will be. And the book of Isaiah 57 and verse 2, the Bible says, he shall enter into peace, and they shall rest in their beds, and each one walking in his uprightness. So in other words, taking care of their own stuff, taking care of their own stuff, going to your own home, walking in peace, having a rest. You know, there's some people that just can't hardly sleep at all, and I know there are medical reasons for that. I understand that. But people are just so churned up on the inside, their brain would not let them go to sleep. It's churning, it's moaning, it's groaning, it's trying to figure, it's arguing in your mind. And then you're in the realm of supposing this happened or suppose that happened. Your imagination goes crazy. And then you go to bed tired, you wake up tired, and you can't figure out why. It's because you're not at peace. So be at peace. Be at peace. I'm not talking about taking tranquilizers to be at peace. I'm talking about taking the Word of God to be at peace with who you are, with the elements that are around you, and who God is, what God is able to do. And then you will be at peace with God. Be at peace with God. Then you can be at peace with man. Well, thanks so much for joining me today on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.